Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Up2Date Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May 17th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices for July corn up a nickel at 648 and three quarters, July wheat down 5¾ cents at 701 and a quarter, and July beans up 9¾ cents at 1596. We had two sales overnight. We had 1.7 million metric tons of corn to China, new crop. Again, we expect the Chinese to take 40 to 44 million metric tons, so it's not a big surprise. Mexico bought 120,000 metric tons of corn. Crop progress tonight is expected to show 83% of the corn in the ground versus 67 on average, 84% of the spring wheat planted versus 49 on average, and soybeans 57% planted versus 37 on average. So all of them well ahead. We've got good weather around a lot of the country. A lot of the dry areas have had some rains, so we're putting rains onto the crop that's just getting into the ground, which is always helpful. I don't see anything really bullish in the weather per se out here. So the closer we get to June without any real heat out here, I think it's going to be tough to, you know, really talk about a big drought market, but we'll see. Palm oil was down overnight, but bean oil was up a little bit, up 38 ticks. We have the crush due out today. They're looking for about a 3 million reduction year over year. So today, you know, we had the old crop rally here late. It rallied 23 cents off the lows in the beans. It rallied as much as 16 cents off the low in the corn. New crop corn, like I think I mentioned, rallied 13 cents off its lows. The beans, new crop beans, November, rallied 15 and 16 off the lows. So the old crop bought the new crop back. Again, I'm not sure why. I don't see anything friendly out here. Funds are still pretty long, and we'll see if they want to liquidate more here today. I can't imagine anybody looking at the crop progress report numbers and the weather and think that anything's really very friendly out here. The dollar's down 5 ticks, which is always helpful. Crude oil's up 17, but that won't have a major impact on the grains out here today. So overall, for the week, I think we'll ultimately see pretty good fund selling pressure out here. Again, I don't see anything friendly. We don't get the next WASD report until June. And then the acres report, which, like I've been saying all along, I expect 3 million more corn and 1 to 2 million more beans. And we'll have to see what the final numbers are. But I think they're going to be big numbers. And I think Informa is just an indication of what that can be. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.